Good morning, Imani. It is an exciting opportunity for me to stand before you this morning and to welcome each and everyone into the house of the Lord. Indeed, today is the day that the Lord has blessed. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. And so this morning, I want to stand before you and say welcome to one and all. Welcome to each and everyone that found it possible and made it possible to be here this morning. Heaven is rejoicing to see each and every one of you here this morning, and especially those that are visiting with us for the first time. I have seen some second-time visitors, some third-time visitors, and we're all family, amen? But I especially want to recognize those who are here for the first time, and I'll just call them real quickly. We have the Blanks family. If you would just stand where you are. Amen. Oh, they've been, amen. Okay, amen. And then we have the Tillett family. If you all would stand as well. Amen. We want to lift up the name of Jesus for you this morning, and we want to welcome you in a special way to the house of the Lord. And we trust that as you worship with us today, that you will feel heaven very close to you. For those of us who are here for the second time, the third time, we want to welcome you back to Imani. It's good to see Sister Trusty, our pastor's mother. Good to see you in the house this morning, Sister Trusty. If you just wave for us this morning, amen. And so at this time, I will call on our pastor, Pastor Andrea, as she give us the official.
Good morning, everyone. We are always excited to be in the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. And at this time, we are going to stand on our feet and we are going to hug everybody and just let them know exactly how excited we are to be in God's house. Today is such a wonderful, special day. I know you all can't miss the baptismal pool in the front of the church. Today is baptism. Amen? Amen. Amen. And today marks a very, very special day in the life of Anna Paya. Anna, would you come forward? Amen. Doesn't she look so beautiful?
Yes, she does.
Amen. Anna has gone through studies. We have been studying over the past several weeks. And if we miss a study, then she's calling me like, when are we going to make up that study? She has been so excited, and she has really just shown so much growth. And I am so excited about what God is doing in her life. Now, we have already gone over the vows. We have done that, and she is answered in the affirmative. And so now a motion is in order to accept Anna Paya as a member of the Imani Praise Fellowship pending her baptism. Is there a motion? It's been moved. Is there a second? All those in favor say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And what we want to do at this time is have a prayer for her. So I would like all of the elders, deacons, and deaconesses, if you all would come up with me, and we're going to surround her and pray for her as she moves into this next phase of her spiritual life. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now, for those of you who are still in your seats, I want you to put your hand towards Anna and pray silently as we pray aloud. Heavenly Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor, for you are a great God and you're greatly to be praised. Father, we bless you for the work that you are doing in Anna. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you would seal her, O God. Lord, we ask that you would order her steps, O God. We ask that you would keep her from falling, O God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would anoint her with power, O God. Cleanse her of any sins, any mistakes, and allow her to walk in the newness of life. Lord, we praise you for what you are doing in her life, and we thank you for the promise that says that he that began a good work in her will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And so, God, I ask that you would work signs and wonders, miracles in her life, O God. May she be a witness to all that she meets, O God. May she learn to trust you more and more each day. And most of all, help her to experience the joy of your salvation. Eternal life, not just in the sweet by and by, but today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Let us continue to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
I'm thankful that God's promises never fail. We can trust in his promises because he is God and God alone. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. And as we come before him in prayer this morning, I think of David in the book of Psalms, verse 102. And it says, hear my prayer, O Lord, and let not my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the days of my trouble. Incline your ear to me in the day that I call, answer speedily. For my days are consumed as smoke, and my bones are burned like heart. God is always here for us and with us, even though sometimes we feel that he is far away, but he is right beside us. And so this morning, as we come to him in prayer, I'm going to ask you to kindly stand with me as we seek God in prayer this morning. I ask everyone to kindly stand as we seek the Lord in prayer this morning. A mighty fortress is her God, a bulwark never failing, a helper he amidst the flood or mortal ills prevailing. O God, our Father, our Savior, our friend, our Redeemer, and our King, it is upon your name that we call this morning. O God, we come before you with humble hearts. We come before you this morning, Lord, recognizing our weaknesses. But we know in you there is strength. You told us to cast all your cares upon you because you cares for us. And so this morning, oh God, we are bringing our cares, we are bringing our problems, and we're leaving them at your feet because we know that you are God and God alone, and you will take care of all our problems if we but just leave them at your feet. Oh God, we look forward to your soon coming. But in the meantime, oh God, help us to be witnesses for you on this earth, to spread the good news of salvation that you're coming is soon. Lord, we thank you for each soul that is here this morning. We ask, Lord, that we will be committed to serve you, not just coming here as fashion, but Lord, help us to give ourselves unreservedly, completely to you. Because we know, God, if we give ourselves to you, that you can use us to do mighty things for you, to spread this gospel to a dying world. Oh, God, we thank you for the leadership. We thank you for the pastor. Lord, we continue to pray that you will keep her and guide her as she leads this church. Lord, may you be with her. Give her the strength. Give her the courage. Yes. Stand beside her and help us, oh, God, that we will be with her. Yes. Because we know that you have called her for a special purpose.
Amen.
And then, oh, God, we pray at this time for a candidate that will be baptized today. We know, Lord, that the Holy Spirit is here in this place. But then we know that the devil is going to try to do his best to discourage her.
Yes.
But help her, oh Lord, to live in your words. Because in your words, she will find strength. She will find victory to overcome each sin and each temptation.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for the young people in this church.
Yes. Amen.
We ask, oh God, that you will put a hedge around them. Keep them safe, O Lord, as they go to school or work or travel up and down. We know that there are many things that they could be doing outside in this world, but they have chosen to follow you. So, Lord, guide their footsteps as they go day by day. Then, Father, we pray that when time on earth is ended, when you shall brush the clouds of heaven, Lord, may we all look up and say, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us in his salvation. And then, Lord, again, we pray for those who are yet on their way. May you guide them safely. And then when this day is done, oh Lord, we will give you the praise, we'll give you the glory, and we'll give you the honor for what you have done. Now bless us, and may your Holy Spirit continue to reign within our hearts. We thank you and we praise you. But we ask this all in the worthy, wonderful, and matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let the congregation say, amen and amen.
No, I can't speak for anyone else in this room. But I can tell you this has been a trying week for me. Amen? I mean, I just want you to say amen with me because it's been a trying week for me. But I want to say that if you can hear my voice, you are blessed. If you can see me right now, you are blessed. If you're sitting here in the pews, regardless of what you're dealing with in your life, you are blessed. I want you to know it's praise time right now, and I can't say it enough. I don't think we understand how awesome God is. So we want to take just a little bit of time, and this should be every day in our lives, but we're just asking for a few moments to give God some praise, some glory, and the honor that he deserves as the majesty of all things. Amen? So we're going to sing a couple of numbers, and we want you to join in praise with us because here at Imani, we like to have a good time when we praise the Lord. So if you feel like getting on your feet, get on your feet. If you want to clap your hands, clap your hands a little bit. I don't think anybody's going to look funny at you. And if they do, they're missing out on a blessing. So it's praise time, y'all. Let's praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Here I am to worship.
Hallelujah.
Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say, you're my God, you're all altogether worthy. You're so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen.
You're wonderful to me.